This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, it is the Wendy's Big Show on a Wednesday. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson making weird and inexplicable sounds. Jeff Forlotsky on the other side of the glass with a whole gaggle of interns. I see Joel over there. I see our guy. I thought our guy here was done. I totally forgot his name. I'm sorry.
Sam, back till December. Right.
Back till December. Nice. Good to have you on board, Sam.
I doubt Rami will know your name in December.
I'll remember your name by December. Lots to get to with you.
It's so degrading to an intern when you do crap like that. You know that? It really is. It's just arrogant. It's degrading.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you? What happened to you?
I've worked with interns since we started the station.
And you used to,
I've never sent interns for coffee. I've never sent interns for food like you used to do.
But you
never
used done to any of that. You used to understand the idea of taking a beating while you're working your way up in this business. You certainly gave me one.
You were never an intern here.
That doesn't matter.
No, yes, it does.
No,
on the payroll is totally different than being an intern.
Yeah, they're
totally different.
They're lower on the totem pole.
You're getting paid to take a beating. They're not.
No. They're earning it.
I kind of miss some days soon from coffee. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, I know you do.
They're earning their stripes,
man.
He's over there smiling. He's just happy he's getting mentioned on the radio.
That's because somebody's defending him.
That's how most interns, right? He just gave me a thumbs up.
Make a left and then make a right. You're right there. Shoot, man.
Right it's a down. Right and then a left, man.
Yeah,
no wonder they were all getting lost.
Yeah,
so much to get to with you between now and 6 o'clock, including Lawrence Holmes of 670 The Score in Chicago. He'll be in studio for the entire 3 o'clock hour.
Where's Lawrence Holmes, Robbie?
Lawrence Holmes is the evening host, the weeknight host on 670 The Score.
He's never heard of
in Chicago. You've never listened to Lawrence's show?
No.
Really?
No.
It's a good show.
I mean, that's not a bad thing. I mean, if I lived in Chicago, maybe, but...
It's a good show. It's one of the shows that made me.
Does he know Jay Hood?
Yes. Okay. He and Jay Hood are pretty close friends, from what I understand. Yes.
Okay.
It's one of the shows that made me want to do what I do now for a living.
Oh, he's your idol.
I feel weird saying that with him on his way to the studio right now. Probably listening.
I doubt he's listening.
Because that's weird for a grown man to say about another grown man.
No, it's not. I mean, if you got somebody, if you're wanting a job and you're in the industry that you're in and you're trying to.
I'll put it this way. He's a major influence on
right.
me.
Right. Yes. Somebody you want to be like to give you somewhat of inspiration or some influence
right.
to do what you do.
He is a major influence of mine.
Is he older than me or no?
No, much younger than you.
He's younger than me?
Yeah, so much younger than you.
Really?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he's younger than me.
Yeah. I think he's about the same age as you.
Yeah.
Tom Kesnick.
He got started later than I did.
But a lot of Chicago, Wisconsin sports crossover with Brewers and Cubs and the Packers and Bears and Khalil Mack. So we're going to get into all that with Lawrence at 3 o'clock. Tom Kesnick, the godfather of fantasy football, will not be here Friday. He takes your questions today from 4 to 4:30. He's got some big national fantasy draft in Vegas on Friday. This happens every year, week one, so you should be used to it by now if you're familiar with the Wendy's Big Show. So get your questions into Tom Kesnick at 414-799-1250 at 4 o'clock, or start tweeting those right now at 105.7FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Fantasy. And we check in with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider, coming up at 4:48. Right now we want to know, are your division hopes renewed now? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7FM The Fan, as the Brewers really, I mean, just smacked the Cubs all around Miller Park yesterday and pulled the division to within 3 games. Cubs up on the Brewers by just 3 games now after the crew took the first 2 games in the series, game 3 tonight. Are your division hopes renewed now? 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7FM The Fan.
You know, I just want to say something.
Go ahead. Go right ahead.
I just want to talk to the people.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a great situation right now. where the Brewers matter.
Yeah.
And we're in a great situation right now where the Packers play this week.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk some Brewers here. 414-799-1250.
Was that your way of saying you should feel lucky that we're talking about the Brewers first on a Packer Bear week?
I want you people to engage us.
Damn, 207.
And talk to us. And let's get excited about what the Brewers really are doing. And forget all about, you know, what Cole Hamels said the other day. Let's just – we're just in a great time. I mean, even if you look at the landscape of sports here, the Bucks. I mean, if listen, think about this. You've got Yelich. You've got Giannis. You've got Aaron Rodgers.
You got three legit MVP candidates.
What
Gary is telling you. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Let's get in and talk about some of this good stuff we got going on in the state. 414-799-1250. Don't listen to what Steve. He always trying to do stuff like that.
Well, the way you set it up about, well, we got the Brewers and the Packers. Let's talk about the Brewers.
No.
See,
no.
I was taking it as not the way you took it, Sparky, as count your blessings, Brewers fans, that we're even talking about your team during week one of the NFL.
That's not
how I took it. I took it as, where are you Brewers fans at?
Pretty much. Let's go. Let's talk about this.
Because you complain when we talk Packers all the time.
Yes.
Well, here we are talking Brewers.
Right out the gate.
And the phone lines are open to you
right
at 414-799-1250. Is that what you were saying?
That's what I'm
saying. Okay, that's what Gary was
let's
saying.
Let's go.
That was and the underlying message.
And you brought in the context of the three players that you have is just absolutely incredible. I don't even know when the last time that's happened.
Where you had three MVP candidates
MVP candidates in the state.
Let's see, Braun. You had Braun and Rodgers at one point, but there was nobody on the Bucks who had MVP dreams. No. Mm-mm. So no.
Not this, Big Dog?
No.
Well, that was pre, and he was never really in the MVP conversation. And that was
barely an All-Star.
That was pre Rodgers and Braun. So that wouldn't apply.
Well, they had Favre.
Where you had three MVP candidates going at the same time in this state.
Never good stuff to talk about.
Never in my time here.
Yeah.
But are your division hopes renewed? 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. We have to start, though, with were they ever dashed? Because
I like that.
There was somebody on these airwaves who's been telling you that the division is still within reach.
Mm-hmm.
There's been one guy who's consistently been saying that even when the Brewers were playing their worst baseball of the season, and the division was getting further and further away from your grasp, that I was saying, look, nobody in the National League, including the Cubs, are world beaters. You got a lot of very good teams in the National League, including the Milwaukee Brewers, and they're all very closely bunched. Nobody is running away with anything, so keep hope alive, is essentially what this person was saying. While just about everybody else on the station, not everybody, I made sure I clarified that, just about everybody else on the station was preaching gloom and doom, and this thing's over and start looking to the wild card.
Not me. So don't come this way. You want to go a different way.
I'm talking about the Brewers chatter that's been going on since the All-Star break, essentially.
Not since the All-Star break. But I would say last week, most fans on social media were saying this is all about the wild card, now forget the division. That's a lot of what was going on the last couple of weeks. Because we did that topic, Gary, when Rami was out. Are you focused more now on the division or the wild card?
Right.
I stood saying division. Everybody else was saying wild card other than Leroy. Leroy said division, Leroy Butler, and myself. Everybody else, social media, Gary, all were talking about the wild card.
Yeah. And
that's
so,
where we were.
So I'm going to remain consistent.
Yeah.
To me, just get in. I hate doing this, but this all this radio stuff here. You know, great question that we have. The Brewers need to get in. They need playoff experience, and I don't care how they do it. Winning division, I don't care nothing about that. Remain consistent. Just get in. They just need to get, if it's just a one game, get in. That great question what we have on the docket. I never lost faith. Just get in. And that's really all that matters. Because once you get into the playoffs, it's a whole different story. A lot of things can happen. And that's what the Brewers need to do. Now, winning division for them would be great. Yes, wouldn't that be great? Yeah, but I don't care. I don't. Can we just get in? It's almost like, can we all get along?
I think what scares Brewers fans is that if you just get in and you get that one game wild card,
you're done just as soon as you get in.
that's okay for me.
And other teams, some of the other teams in the National League who you might end up playing in that one game wild card, they can throw a, and again, I'm not saying this, I'm just telling you what I've heard, they can throw a bona fide ace at you. You run into the Dodgers, they can put Clayton Kershaw on that mound in a one-game playoff.
Isn't that a great deal of success in the playoffs?
But no, he hasn't.
But you know, Rami?
I'm just telling you the concern that Brewers fans have about just getting in.
Can I tell you that then? Mm-hmm. So that's fine. Maybe that does happen. They throw the bona fide ace at you. That's fine. Because that still tells you that you need – if you can't throw your bona fide ace at anybody – Huh?
Who is that?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
If you can't,
that's what I'm getting to. If you can't
throw, that guy last night looked like one.
If you can't throw your bona fide ace at somebody to get that one win, then what does that tell you as a fan?
That's why you want a series. Yeah. You don't want one.
Well, that's what you need. You need one, and I think we all know that.
I think you need a series. That's what I think this Brewers.
Well,
needs.
You need a series.
If it comes to a game seven, then sure. I think the Brewers are probably going to be in a little bit of trouble.
Sure, but you need series to keep going.
Yeah,
right.
In one game situation, like Rami says, I think that's going to be a little bit of an issue. But if you can get a full blown series where it's going to, you know, exasperate three of their pitchers, three of your pitchers, bullpens over the course of a number of games, then I think you got a fighting chance in a series. But one game scenario, again, anything can happen. You know, this Brewers offense has shown they can explode and go off, hit 2, 3, 4 homers in a game, and it's over just like that, curtains. And then they've also shown that they can go eerily quiet and struggle to get 3 or 4 hits in a game. So you really don't know what you're getting on a day-in, day-out basis. Now, for the last couple of weeks, this team has been playing really well and are going in the right direction and obviously get 2 big wins. Now they need to get this one to get to within 2 games. And then it's a weekend series against the Giants at Miller Park. And then you get the Cubs at Wrigley, and we do this all over again with this high-pressure, playoff-type atmosphere, and this time it's down in Chicago. I love the spot they're in, but like I told Seth Effert yesterday, and he agreed, there's a big difference between 2 and 4 games back, and that is why this game tonight is huge, absolutely huge. And you're facing a pitcher in Quintana who had owned you up until his last start, and you got a hold of him pretty good his last start, so we don't know how that's going to go tonight, which way it'll go in favor of the Brewers or not. And Chacinas pitched really well. He got rocked really good a couple outings ago. But other than that, he's been pretty much your best pitcher as far as the guys that have been able to stay healthy all year. ERA-wise, that's Miley right now. But you feel good about Chacin being on the mound tonight.
I know you never came out and said that they won't win the division. But
nope, I said they've been chasing the division. I said they had to be within 2 games after the second Cubs series.
That's what I was. Oh, I thought you said they need to be within 3 games coming into this series. Isn't that what you said last week when we had the discussion?
I said I would prefer them be within 3 games coming into this series, is what I said. And then you said, well, if they sweep, they can be down 2. I'm like, right. If they sweep, they could be down 2. But I want them to be within 2 or less.
Going into next week's series?
No, out of next week's series.
Oh, okay.
After that series is
done.
With
2 weeks left to play after next week.
I want to be like 2 games or less out to have a shot at this, because then you don't face them again. And that's where I would like to be. I just think 3 games is a lot in a couple of weeks to try and make up when you're chasing late in the season. 2 games won't be easy either, but that's more likely to make up in 2 weeks. That's a game a week.
Right.
I can justify pulling off a game a week. 3 games, that's going to be a little bit tougher. I'm not saying it's impossible, but that's kind of where you want to be. So that's why tonight you get to 2, and then let's say you stumble and you lose a game in the standings over the weekend. You're still 3 back with a chance to be even if you sweep them in Wrigley. We'll see.
Are your division hopes renewed now? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Or maybe they never wavered. We'll take a call from you as well, or a tweet. It's the Wendy's Big Show. We'll hear from you right after this.
It's so much about winning. It's such a great opportunity to be on a team that wins. And I think, you know, younger guys that have never been to the playoffs maybe don't quite understand the importance of it. But guys that have been on playoff teams, it's so important. It's so important to just be in a pennant race where games matter and the things that you do matter.
That's Brewers catcher Eric Kratz. This is the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami, along with Sparky and the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. He's into it. He's still feeling this division race, this pennant race. Have your division hopes been renewed, Brewers fans? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. About 2:35, we'll see just how Khalil Mack impacts the NFC North as a whole. And don't forget, Tom Kesnick, the godfather of fantasy football, takes your questions at 4 o'clock. You can tweet them in right now at 1057FMTheFan with the hashtag BigFantasy. Let's get right out to your calls and right out to the north side. And Rob, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Rob?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
It is. Yes, it is.
Hey, I was calling. Right. You kind of made a two-part question after I called in. The first part is, yeah, my division hopes got dashed, and I realized that the Cubs are going to be at home for the last 3 weeks of the season, except for one series out in Arizona. And they play pretty good at home. The second part you kind of added afterwards was, did my hopes get dashed earlier? Yeah, around the All-Star break when we had that 5-game lead and then just kind of went downhill, it kind of reminded me of last year, and I said, you know what, I'm not even going to put any more stock in the team.
So the collapse of last year made you hesitant to buy in on this year?
Right. I don't believe that such happened, and seeing the Cavs schedule moving forward, it's kind of giving me that coming back pitch I got last year where we'll be a game or two behind, and we might go there next week and land eggs. And it just all seems kind of familiar to me.
All right, Rob, appreciate the call. I think that was in the back of a lot of Brewers fans' minds. And not just last year. It's not the first time I've said this stat. 3 out of the last 5 years, the Brewers have put themselves in pretty good position as far as the playoff picture goes, pretty deep into the season, only to be watching October baseball. I think you almost can't blame a fan base for being conditioned to wait for the other shoe to drop, can you?
That's what the Cub fan base was forever.
Right.
I mean, that's what the Bucks fan base is right now, still. I don't blame anybody for thinking that way at any point, but I'm going to remind you of one thing. This general manager, this baseball team went out and got you 6 baseball players. 6. Between the trade deadline in July and the end of August, you have 6 new baseball players. I've been a Brewer fan my whole life. I don't ever remember any general manager in Brewers history since I've been alive adding 6 players in the course of a month between that deadline at the end of July, August 1st, and then the end of August. He went out and got you a bunch of new players to try and push this thing over the finish line. You're not going to be able to turn around and go, well, David Stern didn't go for it. No, he went for it. There's no debating he went for it. I don't know how many players other teams added, but I would have to believe you would be hard-pressed to find another team that added 6 players in the last month. How many have the Cubs added in the last month? Has it been 6?
4 or 5.
That many. So they've added quite a few, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but to me, as a Brewers fan, Doug Melvin would add players, but I don't believe Doug Melvin ever added 6 in a month.
I mean, the Cubs added a couple of arms to their bullpen. They got Hamels. They got Daniel Murphy. And I might be forgetting something here. And they got that speedster who's really here just to be a pinch runner. They got him from the Royals. Can't remember his name right now. So
he ran the other night.
That's 5 off the top of my head that I can think of. There might be 1 or 2 that I'm missing. I think a lot of teams that are in contention are sort of doing that this time of year.
Here?
6 is a high number.
You've been here.
Yeah.
You remember Doug ever adding 6 guys?
Not that I can recall, no.
6?
That's a lot.
For me, this is David Stern saying, let's go. Let's go. Let's get this done right now. We have a chance. Let's see if we can finish this thing. And we'll see if they can finish it. Again, I think people are talking about Christian Yelich and winning an MVP and all of that. I think this team's got to win this division for that to have a legitimate shot of happening. If the Brewers take this division from the Cubs and Yelich continues to be on a tear down the stretch, I think he can beat Javi Baez for MVP.
I don't think it's just those two guys. I think those are the two guys we're focused on because those are the two teams we have our eye on. There are some other guys who legitimately are in that race.
Who?
Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah.
And Nolan Arenado.
I know
the Rockies aren't winning on the level that some of these other teams are. But
I was listening the other day to MLB Radio, and they were going after Goldschmidt and after Peralta for not getting big hits in big situations since the All-Star break and kind of hammering on them a little bit. I haven't looked at Goldschmidt's numbers to see what Goldschmidt's numbers look like this year. Goldschmidt this
Carpenter,
year.
Carpenter, you got to put Carpenter in the conversation.
295 average, 31 homers, 80 RBIs. 396 on base percentage, 545 slugging. Yeah, I don't know, man. Yelich is right there with those guys.
Yeah, I'm saying it's tightly bunched. I don't think anybody's running away with the NL MVP.
I'm just saying Yelich can't. I don't think Yelich can win MVP if they don't win the division. There, that's how I should have said
it. I don't know. I still think he can. If he stays on this tear right here, Steve. I mean, he's doing some really incredible stuff. I mean, every time they need a run, he's doing it.
Yep.
I don't know how. people don't see that. I think they have to be in the playoffs. I think if they don't get in the playoffs, he's not going to win it. But I think they need to get in the playoffs. I don't necessarily think they need to win a division because he's making a lot of big plays.
Yeah, he's coming up
crucial times.
Not just putting up big numbers. He's coming up in clutch
big
spots.
Plays, yes.
Right. And he's now reached base in 21 consecutive games with that walk yesterday. That's the longest such active streak in
he's
the National League.
Ever finished an MVP race was 19th 2 years ago in 2016 when he had 298 with 21 homers. Right now he's hitting 315. He's got 27 homers already.
Yeah, that was a brilliant move by David Stearns. Got that guy just as he was coming into his own.
I was just going to say that.
Oh, sorry.
Remember we were talking about Brinson?
Mm-hmm. And Lewis Brinson might still be very good baseball player. I'm just telling you, if you're trying to win now, and you get a guy like Christian Yelich, who's just coming into his own and has MVP type of potential, you couldn't ask for a better move in the offseason than what David Stearns pulled off right there. I don't even care what Lewis Brinson does. Even if Lewis Brinson is someday in the NL MVP race, still a great deal because he wanted to win now. They accelerated that rebuild process. We talked about that when the move was made.
He ended at 197 is what it looks like to me. I mean, and in the minors, he at 180. That's a horrible year.
You think batting under 200, not good?
Horrible.
All right.
Year, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
That was supposedly the best prospect that you got in the deal, or at least that's what everybody thought was the best prospect you got in the deal. If you look at Asan Diaz, his minor league numbers this year, 232 he hit. With 13 homers, 140 strikeouts, and 68 walks, so 340 on base percentage. So that wasn't a great year either for him. I mean, all of these guys, let's see what Monty Harrison did. There's another one. I think his numbers may have been better than the other two. Monty Harrison's numbers this year, because remember, there's four guys in that trade. Monty Harrison at AA, nope, I was wrong. 240 batting average, 316 on base, only a 399 slugging for Monty Harrison.
That's better than 180.
Yeah, but Monty Harrison is just jacked. For a 399 slugging. 19 homers on the year. 215 strikeouts he had at AA.
Jeez. Whoa. Are you sure you read that right? 215 strikeouts?
44 walks.
Okay. Cut that swing down, young man. Mm. Let's go to Matt in downtown. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Matt?
Hey, I'm really confused. Why are we talking about earning the least bit worried about starting pitching when it comes to a one-game playoff?
What do you mean?
So, all the teams in the running for the wild card, not a single one of them have me. Phillies, letting it put Jake Arrieta out there. Here's my thing. We're not going to have our starter go longer than three innings. We're going to throw Hader out there for two, Jeffress out for two, Soria out there for two, that new guy we just got from the White Sox, his name, I forget.
Xavier Cedeño.
We're not sending a starter out there for five innings or six. They're going to go three innings. And as long as we don't give up the big first inning, we won't give up more than two more runs in the game.
I'm going to tell you right now, if we get into a wild card scenario, you call back. We'll bet at dinner that the Brewers starter is going to go more than three innings. But you call back and we'll have that bet.
Thanks for the call, Matt.
Unless he's throwing a no-hitter and he's lights out.
No, just if he was what Miley was last night. If he's giving up a run in three innings, he's staying out there.
Sure he is. Why wouldn't he?
That's all right. If he lights out, whoever gets the start, if it's going to be either Miley or Chassin,
right,
depending on who's hot at the time. But if they are lights out, let's say after three innings they've given up a walk and a hit, they will keep them out there.
Right.
What I'm saying is, you know, there's one run on the board, and they've given up four hits and a walk. They're going to pull them after three.
Well, if
and
you look,
win the game with our bullpen.
Right. If you look at who they could face, the Dodgers, that's Kershaw, right?
Yeah.
The D-backs, would that be Greinke?
That's if teams can line it up. If it's a tight race, you might not have your choice
Correct.
Of who to put out there for the one-game playoff because that guy was out there for game 162.
Absolutely.
Or 160 or 161.
D-backs would be Greinke.
Yeah.
You'd have to deal with him. And then the Phillies would be Arrieta. And they're 3.5 back.
I'd go with Aaron Nola if I'm them.
Or Aaron Nola. Yeah, fine.
Stud.
So, I mean, those are your pitchers you're going to have to face if you get in this situation. And then there's the Cardinals, if you have to face them.
So Matt's saying it doesn't matter because your bullpen is the strength of your team.
Right.
And so it doesn't matter who you put out. Well, it does matter because that guy's only going to give you three or four innings, what he's saying.
That's right? A tightrope. If your starter comes out after three, I don't think the chances of winning are very good.
Why is that?
Because you're asking Hader, Jeffers, and Soria to each throw two? I'm not asking Soria to throw two.
So Seffy goes four.
I want at least five. I want it similar to last night where we get through five innings, giving up like two runs or something. Now it's 2-1 or 2-0. The key is getting to the other team's bullpen for the Brewers.
Correct.
Get through that starter, get into the other team's bullpen, and then see what happens. If you're struggling. Now, again, this.
So if your guy's good, say you go four innings, then what does that leave you?
Still leaves you a lot of time to try and fill. To me,
Don't you have enough for those guys to fill?
Depending on if they're available. Like Rami said, if Hader pitching 162, he's not pitching.
Right. So that's also the same with the other team, too, though. We're just saying best case scenario, you got your best people available, right?
Right.
The other team and our team, best case available. Would you like the piecemeal situation or the frontline starter?
I want the frontline starter.
That's what you'd rather have?
I'd rather have a guy go 6 or 7 and not have to worry about the back end.
So you'd rather have that ace?
Yes.
5 or 6, 6 or 7, that's not happening in 2018, man. It's just not happening.
Well, that's fine. Maybe not. But he's asking me what I'd prefer.
No, yeah, I know.
Yes, I'm, yeah.
I'd rather prefer Sabathia's immortality a few years ago.
You prefer that ace.
Yeah, for sure.
Ben Sheets type, yeah. What's wrong, Rami?
Nothing. Is that what you prefer?
Just get in, man. I mean, Rami, you do. I mean, all this stuff is great.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
No, there's nothing wrong there. You just.
But if that's your answer to everything, man, we got 4 hours to fill.
Yeah, I mean,
that's your answer every time we talk Brewers.
Yeah, you want me to be baseball guy there. That's what people don't understand. And if you understand the way I understand it, everything is a process, and if you understand how the process works, would you want for your team to be in a better situation?
Always.
Yes.
Yeah. If they're winning championships, I still want them to get better.
Right.
Yeah.
So the better situation for the Brewers is to what? Win the division.
Sure. Yeah.
So, fine. I mean, that's a gimme, right?
Yes.
I'm just saying, as a organization, as you building your organization, this just getting in is a step in the right direction. And I'm looking at long term. I'm looking at after this year, what you need to build and how you need to get better. Because that's pretty much good. Steve has already said, which is great. He goes, I prefer the ace. I want a starter. That's what I want. And I don't disagree with you. I think that's what the Brewers are missing. They're missing a bona fide ace starter. And maybe next year they can get that guy. Because if they can get that guy, they only need one.
That's all.
They just need one. Whoever they just need one of those guys to go with everything else they got. Lights out, folks. Because every 4 days, every 5 days, that guy comes to the mound. That's what they're missing. That's what they don't have.
Brewers looking a little bit better, making things a little bit better. Speaking of Brewers who make things a little bit better, let me tell you about my friends over at Bofording Beer, available now at Total Wine & More at their two locations in Brookfield and Greenfield, a high-quality beer from the country of Luxembourg, where it's the number one selling beer in the country. And if you don't know, Luxembourg shares a border with Germany and Belgium, so you know these folks know what good beer is. A family-owned brewery doing it to the same high standards since 1764, crafting a premium quality beer due to premium quality ingredients. Only 100% natural ingredients and fresh spring water are used in the production of Bofording, and there are three varieties available right now in these United States. You got your Pilsner, light, crisp, refreshing, has a lot of great flavor. That's their flagship beer and perfect for what's left of summer and all your backyard get-togethers or tailgating needs. Bofording fruit, also made for the summertime with real fruits, cherries, plums, blackberries, unlike a majority of fruit beers, which provide superior taste. And then you got my favorite, the Bofording Triple, which is 8% alcohol by volume, yet unbelievably smooth and drinkable. Very rare, very strong, so enjoy it, but please enjoy it responsibly. Again, it's available at Total Wine & More at both locations, Brookfield and Greenfield, and on draft at Cafe Benelux, Cafe Hollander, Cafe Bavaria, Cafe Central, Sport Club, Newport Shores, and the Stilt House in Cedarburg. And I always ask you to show me your Bofording. Tweet me pictures of your Bofording at Rami is tweeting. It's Milwaukee's new favorite import, Bofording beer. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. Was there just a shift in the NFC North of seismic capacity? We'll discuss
drinking
next.
At lunch?
Right after this.
Seismic.
Look it up.
I know what it means. Okay. That's why I asked if you were drinking.
No, I was not. No. We'll discuss next right after this. It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. Lawrence Holmes of 670 The Score in the building. He'll join us at 3 o'clock to discuss all things Chicago and Wisconsin. A lot of crossover between the two sports scenes this week, with Cubs and Brewers in action, Packers and Bears opening up week one on Sunday Night Football. And then what we're about to talk about right now, Khalil Mack, who a lot of Packers fans were hoping they'd see in green and gold, instead down there in Chicago. We want to know, how does the Mack move shift the balance of power in the NFC North from you? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. I simply, as the Bears fan on the show and on the station, all I did was, when the news came down Saturday morning, I just retweeted what were a few excited Bears fans or people in Bear Nation who were happy about this move, and people started attacking me in my mentions as if I just predicted the Bears are going to win the Super Bowl because they got Khalil Mack. So I very quickly took to Twitter just to make sure everybody knew and was clear on what my expectations were, even with Khalil Mack in the fold. And Gary, it was this. Before Khalil Mack, I thought they were maybe a 6 or a 7 win team. If everything goes right, Matt Nagy and Mitchell Trubisky are the real deal. Maybe you win 8 or 9 games and keep your name in the playoff discussion into December. After Khalil Mack, I think they're solidly in the discussion as a potential playoff team. Still not past the Packers. Still not past the Vikings. I think the gap was too large to close with any one player. But they passed up the Lions. The Lions take their rightful place in the basement of the NFC North with this Khalil Mack to the Bears move. So I don't think that's getting carried away as a Bears fan with the Khalil Mack move. It makes them a lot better. But like I said, the gap between them and Minnesota, the gap between them and Green Bay was too great to be closed by any one player. Am I getting carried away?
No, I think their Bears are making the right moves, though. I think if you don't have that quarterback, and we don't know if Trubisky is that guy or not, but if you don't have that quarterback, you got to win it on the defensive side of football, and that's what they're going to try to do. You look at the Vikings, you look at the Broncos did it, the Ravens did it, and the Bears trying to maybe model themselves after those teams, because if you don't have that quarterback, that's how you got to go get it. Listen, they've got, and I said this maybe to Steve, one of you guys today, they got Roquan, I like that kid, right?
Yeah.
Rookie contract. Who's the other kid from Georgia?
Leonard Floyd.
Floyd, rookie contract, right? You got Trubisky on a rookie contract. I mean, they've got, right now, they have the makings of spending money because they don't have the quarterback that you want, that you got to pay over $100 million to. And that's their advantage. And to do that, you got to build it on defense. I think you see the Vikings, right? Although they did spend a ton of money on the quarterback, but the Vikings were building this team, what, on the defensive side of the ball, because they felt like that they didn't have the Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, and that's how you got to go win it. And someday we'll be in that position where we can go spend money like that once we get rid of Aaron Rodgers. So I think they got better, no doubt about it. But
where does the move put them in the division?
I don't know, Rami. I'm still shaky with the Packers. I'm serious.
Right, what do you mean like, you're still? What do you mean shaky? What do you mean when you say shaky?
I don't like their roster, man.
Oh, stop. Right. This is all about the 53-man roster because of a few reserve decisions that they made on the lower end of the roster.
Yeah, we'll see Sunday night, but I don't like the roster. I'm telling you that right now. That defense, them jokers got to score 30 points a game,
but Gary,
man. I'm just telling you.
Even with that roster, they're one of the two best teams in the division, aren't they?
Sure.
Okay.
By default.
All right.
I'm talking about Super Bowl, getting to the Super Bowl, man. I'm not talking about winning
the
division.
No. The question that we have on the table is, how does Mack shift the balance of power in the NFC North?
Well, what it does, it gets it closer, right? It closes a gap, and the Packers can't make a whole lot of mistakes, and the guys that they depend on, them jokers, that ha-ha Clinton Dix, Martinez, we've probably seen the best that we've seen out of him.
He said he wants to break the single-season tackle record.
He can back and do that. Who's the joker we had before, number 50?
A.J. Hawk.
What? Okay, he did it. What is he? Exactly.
He's an okay player. Okay.
Thank you very
much. All
right. Right. And then defensive line, you got Wilkerson, you've got Mike Daniels. I mean, hey, just They just say really nobody's going to just blow me off. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's nobody striking fear in my heart over there. So the Bears, if
stack the division up for me. How does the division stack up to you right now?
Well, of course it's the Packers.
Okay. You're shaky on the Packers, but of course it's the Packers.
Well, of course. But it ain't by a huge landslide like most folks think it is.
Okay. And then the Vikings, right?
Well, see, I would pick the Vikings, but the Vikings are the Vikings. I mean, they always find a way to screw it up. They do. And then probably the Bears and then the Lions.
So the Bears pass the Lions with this move. You're with me. You're in agreement with me.
Well, see, Matthew Stafford is Matthew Stafford. I mean, he's like Jay Cutler.
I don't even know what you mean anymore, man. Do you understand what he's saying right now?
Dumb balls, okay. Throws interceptions.
But what does that mean in terms of the big picture?
You don't trust him.
No.
Okay.
Don't trust that guy.
So you stack them up the same way I do. Packers, Vikings, Bears, and then Lions.
But the gap is much closer than you think that it is. With the Packers, with the Vikings, and with the Bears. The Packers are in. Look at that roster, man. There's nobody on that roster. Offensively, I love Jimmy Graham. I mean, that's a great addition. But Rumdog, think about some of them teams they had offensively and tell me if this team offensively is better than when they had Jordy Nelson and Jennings and Cobb and Driver and Finley.
Well, we were talking about
you
that.
You tell me if that team I just said, them jokers that was on Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, I know.
At Lambeau Field.
Yeah, I know.
Tell me if that offensively is this team better than that one.
We were talking about that Mike Freeman one-on-one with Aaron Rodgers last week. Freeman says he thinks this could be Aaron Rodgers and that offense's best year, and Rodgers didn't disagree with him.
Well, of course, Rodgers ain't. What do you think he's going to say?
Well, he's going to say things should be pretty good.
I'm telling you right now, Freeman need to get another job, man, if he's saying that. I'm serious, man. That's there ain't cool. No way. Ask Steve.
Mike Freeman's a friend of the show. He
Steve.
Can't do that.
What?
What offense is better? That offense with Jermichael Finley, Driver, Jordy, Jennings, all them jokers?
Yeah.
Than this offense with players?
Yeah, the other one.
It ain't even close.
For sure. More talented.
What's your boy name right here? Lawrence Holmes.
That's Lawrence Holmes, yes.
Ask him.
I'll ask him after the top of the hour when he joins us.
It ain't even close. Ain't even close.
How does Mac shift the, or how does Mac affect the balance of
power? You got Randall Cobb who's like almost 100 right now.
In football years, yes.
In football years.
Yes. Yes. How does Mac shift the balance of power in
you
the NFC North? 414-799-1250.
I mean, I ain't mad. I love Randall Cobb. Don't get me wrong. I wish I had my daughter with him and everything. But
that's true. You did try to set your daughter up with him. You can tweet the show at 105.7 FM The Fan. I'll tell you what's not old, Gary. It's actually brand new.
What?
And that's the showroom over at Hyundai West Dallas,
yes,
my friend. Brand
Lord.
New.
My good friends over at International Autos Hyundai, they have just outdone. But, you know, it's all a part of the International Autos Group. You guys go over there on a Highway 100 off of Arthur Avenue. You drive in there, and it's like International Autos Alley. They got everything. They got all the dealerships. But now what they have done with the Hyundai dealership, they have upgraded a lot like their Mercedes dealership, their Audi dealership, their BMW dealership. The Hyundai dealership now, that new store is upgraded just like those other stores, and it is absolutely incredible. And here's what we're trying to do, because we don't want to keep any of those cars. We don't make money. We want every car to be sold. We want to sell the used cars, new cars. We want to sell the cars on the showroom floor. We want everything to go. We don't make money by holding on to a car. So all deals will be desked, will be taken. Go ask for my good friend Dan Richards. He's a general manager over there. And listen, if you want the best possible deal, you've got to say the boys from the Big Show sent you, and most specifically, Gary Ellison.
What does Khalil Mack do to the NFC North? 414-799-1250. We'll hear what Sparky thinks, what you think, right after this on the Wendy's Big Show.
This is a premier player at a premier position, and this doesn't come around that often. So when it does come around, I'm just proud that I work for an organization that's willing to be aggressive in these times, and that Matt and I have the support to be aggressive. And that starts with our ownership. So when you feel like you have that backing and you can act quickly and act aggressively to make important moves for this franchise, that's what we did. I wouldn't say I was surprised. It was more excited when you feel this thing closing in.
That's Bears GM Ryan Pace talking about acquiring Khalil Mack, something I know a lot of Packers fans wanted their GM to do. Instead, he's with the rival Chicago Bears. How does that shift the balance of power in the NFC North? 414-799-1250. You can tweet the show at 105.7 FM The Fan.
Gary says Lions back to the basement. Packers and Vikings still at the top of the division, but the gap is much, much closer than it was before Khalil Mack. How about you? 414-799-1250, hey. Or you can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Yes, Sparky?
See your guy Hakeem Hicks for the Bears?
I did see that. I was going to mention that
Michael
quote.
Cohen tweets out, Hakeem Hicks asks about what he expects from the Packers offensive line. Quote, I know those guys can't block Khalil Mack. End quote.
I think he said, I know those five guys.
No, no, oh, there's okay. No five in this right. quote from Cohen.
Who's it?
Hakeem Hicks.
Hakeem Hicks, defensive lineman for the Bears. So the Packers offensive line can't block him. As a Packer fan, I thank you.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Yeah, thank you.
All that does is piss off the best player in football. I mean, come on, dude. What's wrong with you? Now, I get it. You got Khalil Mack. You feeling good about yourself. I would, too.
I just wish that quote came out before we had David Bakhtiari on yesterday. As right. we do every Tuesday at 4:35. I'd like to hear his thoughts on that. His right. very candid thoughts as you get every Tuesday here on the Wendy's Big Show. We'll ask him about it next week and how it was blocking
SD,
Khalil Mack.
SD, that question.
SD, what question?
Whatever it is, I don't know.
Sparky, how did Khalil Mack shift the balance of power in the NFC North?
I don't think it did.
Whatever it is, I don't know.
No, I don't think it shifted the balance of power now. But I think in 2 years it'll shift the balance of power probably. You know, give it a couple of years. Let Trubisky get a little bit something underneath him. Let Nagy be in there for a couple of years to establish what he wants to do on offense. And let that offense catch up a little bit to its defense. And then I think it can be a difference maker. But, again, this year, no. First year head coach, there's going to be some growing pains. Trubisky's going to go through some growing pains still this year. And I like Nagy. I told you that when they hired him. I like Matt Nagy. I thought that was a good hire. I don't think it's going to change much this year. I think the Bears can be around 7 wins, 8 wins, somewhere in that
area.
Did
they pass up the Lions at least with the move?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah,
I would say
so. Well, then there was a shift in the balance of power in the division.
When you say balance of power, I think of like who's going to win the division.
It wasn't seismic proportions, as I was teasing, because that's what a tease is supposed to do, is make you think I'm about to say something crazy. Stay tuned till after the break.
Well, just listen every minute. You say something sizable.
All right, let's go to Oak Creek and John. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, John?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, well, I certainly think the Bears' defense obviously going to be much better now that they got Khalil Mack. I mean, that was precisely why I wanted to see Green Bay acquire Khalil Mack for 2 number 1 picks, because I knew that the Bears were also in play for him. So, yeah, it's definitely tough to see. Now we got the worst part about it was seeing him go to the Bears, because now we've got to face him twice a year. I would have preferred that he'd gone to another team like the Jets if that was the case. But, for sure, it would have been great if we got Khalil Mack, and the Bears are much tougher as a result of that. I was thinking, you know, last year Green Bay should have made a play and drafted T.J. Watt, because they needed outside passes.
It looks like that's what they should have done. Yes.
Exactly.
It does.
So, they're going to have to scheme for Khalil Mack. They're going to obviously gonna have to prepare for him to do the double tight end sets. They're going to have to do what, like, you know, other teams in the past, like Kansas City, had to do when they had to prepare for them. So, but it's going to be it'll be interesting to watch this Sunday.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, and I agree with Sparky in that the real payoff in this deal in terms of the division and whatever power balance there is in the division is in a year or two from now, as Mitchell Trubisky starts to come into his own, as you hope if you're a Bears fan. But like he said, that's 2 times a year, not just this year, but for the foreseeable future, that Aaron Rodgers is going to have to line up, look over his line, and see one of the fiercest pass rushers in the game.
You know what the Bears got to do, Sunday? Hmm. They got to come in, line up, run the football.
And so Nagy,
right down
contrary to what a lot of people believe, that's a big part of his offense.
If they can line up, they have two really good running backs. They got one running back, one smasher. They got a little change of pace guy. They can line up, run the football, go play action. That's how you make your defense great.
You guys on hold, hang right there. Might mix in a few calls with this conversation as well. And we're going to get the Chicago perspective of this whole thing. Lawrence Holmes of 670 The Score, their weeknight host and host of the House of L podcast. He's going to sit in studio on the Wendy's Big Show for the 3 o'clock hour right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.